It's official. Fall's here. As cooler weather approaches, so do the cravings for comfort food. Hot apple pie fresh out of the oven, perhaps? Tomorrow is the first day of October, a month celebrating one fall staple, the apple. To participate, I visited Van Zandt Fruit Farm. Fred Van Zandt has been growing apples at this farm in Lowell since 1949.
I served in World War II in the Navy, and when I came home, I wanted to farm. But in order to farm, I was in the carpet business a while to subsidize the farm. But anyway, we used to have a lot of apples, and we would ship apples. Cheryl Shaver was our broker, and we'd ship apples all over the country.
At the turn of the 19th century, apples were a major industry in Northwest Arkansas. The arrival of the railroad allowing growers to ship them all over the United States.
Benton and Washington, there was very few farms that didn't have apples. And there was a lot of old evaporators where they dried apples. They barreled them, believe it or not, and shipped them to Chicago. And then they came up with the old Arkansas Black that they didn't have to be refrigerated, and they could ship that to Chicago without refrigeration, and that turned out to be a pretty good deal. But Mudtown or Lowell up here, that was a shipping point, and they shipped carload. We were the largest apple growing region in the world at that time.
In the 1960s and 70s, Fred said he was shipping apples all over the country. But as taste changed and other states began to grow their own apples, demand for a Van Zandt apple declined. His farm had to diversify.
We've got roughly 20 acres of Concord grapes. We've got between 4,000 and 5,000 peach trees. I cannot tell you how many apples we've got. I really don't know. But we have really downsized on apples because of we have to have some for our market. And your local apples there's nowhere in the world that an apple tastes like it does out of Arkansas. And I guess it's the soil they grow in. They may not look as beautiful and as good as Washington's. They can kind of grow them accidentally easier than we can on purpose, you know, because they have cool nights. They have subsidized water.
He says that people have gotten busy. Customers used to process their own foods, buying apples to dry, make apple butter, juices, jams. And as their wholesale business declined, Fred didn't want to be left behind. He could see that people liked to shop at the local farmer's market. So in 1985, he turned the farm's packing shed into a market.
We felt like that if we could go direct to the consumer, we thought it would be a good plan, and as it turned out, it was a good plan. Customers love to come out and get fresh fruit and fresh vegetables and that sort of thing, and not what they didn't come out of a warehouse and all of that. And then they like local stuff.
The large market sits on Highway 264 east of Lowell. Garage doors open to give that open-air feel. The tables are covered with apples, beans, local honey, jams, and jellies made from their own fruits. Though peaches are their number one seller today, they still ship those out, and you can even find them at your local Harps. I wanted to learn more about apples, the fruit that started Van Zandt Farm, helping it grow from 80 acres in 1949 to more than 300 today. Fred's apple trees don't start with a seed.
Well, no, all of them are grafted or budded. You take a seedling tree, they grow seedlings, and then you bud the variety into that seedling, and that makes the variety. In fact, you could take a seedling tree and bud three or four kinds of apples on it and have Yellow Delicious and Red Delicious and Jonathan all on the same tree. You know, you can't start from the seed, but Johnny Appleseed was way back there. But
it takes a seedling about 4 years to mature to the point of bearing fruit. He'll keep an orchard of trees for about 20 years because, as Fred says,
the worst thing can happen to you is an old man with an old orchard.
Trees generally bud early March and will give two or three rounds of fruit each season. Picking usually begins mid-June and lasts till mid-September. Fred says there's nothing like youth when it comes to his fruit-bearing trees, but this 87-year-old man works 6 days a week, rising at 4:30 a.m. and not retiring until dark during peak season. The work doesn't stop in winter. That's when they, his son Steve and his wife Cheryl, work for the farm also. They prune trees in the winter, clean up underneath them, getting ready for next season. And in an effort to keep up with the times, ever diversifying, Van Zandt Farm now has a pumpkin patch, which opens tomorrow. Fred and his wife raised 6 children on this land, the old farmhouse he says they've remodeled about 4 times since purchasing it back in 1949.
It's been a great life. I've enjoyed it very much. I did have to work off the farm a little while to be able to do some of the things that we've done so we could get some, you know, production going. But we've just, along the way, we've just sort of done it as we could do it, and we're still here.
Good deal.
And you know, when I moved out here in 1949, there was not a little farm around here that didn't raise tomatoes or strawberries or something. And right now, I'm talking about to make a livelihood off of the farm. I'm probably the only farmer in the radius of at least 5 to 10 miles square. It's unreal.
Fred hopes that his son Steve will carry on the family farm, Van Zandt Fruit Farm. He wouldn't want it any other way.
But I love it. Well, you know.
What is it that you love so much about it?
The challenge, I guess. I don't know. I'd rather grow a crop and sell it, which is, that's not usually the way it is. But that's, I love to go out on an old sprayer on a pretty day, see the stuff in bloom. It's just God's glory all around you, you know.
I'm ready for some hot apple pie. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large.